welcome to Five Stones FM, a podcast for men seeking strength and wisdom in God's Word. I'm your host, Jason Ashby, and thank you guys so much for being here. So tell me something. Whenever you're late for an important meeting, does it ever feel like the entire world is against you? You know, your car won't start. If it does, you hit traffic. There are definitely no parking spots anywhere close to where you're going to be. Or, I don't know, you realize that you just took down the wrong address altogether. And in those moments, don't you want someone to just stop the clock and say, hey, it's going to be okay because I know the way. Okay, looking in God's Word, the book of John, chapter 14, verses 1 through 6. This is a conversation with Jesus and his disciples not long before he was arrested. And Judas had already left the gathering. You know, he was headed to betray Christ. So there were 11 disciples present in this conversation. Keep in mind that Jesus knew what was about to happen. He knew the devastating events that were about to unfold for him. But instead of leaning on the disciples for support, he was actually comforting them. So here's the text. Don't let your hearts be troubled. Trust in God and trust also in me. There is more than enough room in my Father's home. If this were not so, would I have told you that I'm going to prepare a place for you? When everything is ready, I will come and get you, so that you will always be with me wherever I am. And you know the way to where I'm going. No, we don't know, Lord, Thomas said. We have no idea where you are going, so how can we know the way? Jesus told him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one can come to the Father except through me. So verses like 2 and 3 in this chapter are meant to encourage believers. When Jesus says, there are many rooms in my Father's home, and I go to prepare a place for you, he's telling the disciples in that moment, and us right now, that it's for our benefit that he was doing what he was doing. It is because of Jesus that we have a home reserved for us where no evil, sickness, or despair can ever touch us. And when Thomas asked, how can we know the way? Jesus turned the question and made it personal. He said, I am the way. The path to salvation is not about where or what, but about who. And if that concept doesn't make complete sense to you right now, that's okay. You know, I think we're meant to wrestle with these ideas so we can grow through the challenge. It's not about mindlessly agreeing with a system. It's about believing in a person. In every step we walk with Christ, we get closer to becoming the men he made us to be. Trusting him and putting every part of our life under his authority. If we want to know the way, it's Jesus. If we want to know what truth is, it's Jesus. And if we want to experience true life, it is Jesus. All right, let's pray. Lord, we are so thankful that you have prepared a place for us. Thank you for making the way simple, not easy, but clear. We accept and embrace the fact that there is no other way but through you. Lead us, Jesus. It's in your name we pray. Amen. Okay, men, I hope this message gives you some peace because it's not about jumping through a bunch of ideological hoops. You know, just spend time in God's Word. Be still before him and listen. There's no need to be anxious about trying to prove yourself. Just follow Jesus. All right, have a great rest of your day, guys, and remember, seek strength and wisdom in the Word.